One of my high school talmidim came over to me today and informed me that he plans on finishing all of Tanakh. He's learning one parak of Tanakh a day, and he started with Chumash, so he's finishing Chumash, I think, today or tomorrow. And he wanted to know, can he make a siyum on Chamisha Chumashay Torah, finishing the five books of Moses? Is that siyum worthy? Now, I think we've discussed in the past the halachos of a siyum in general, but as we draw close to Erev Pesach, it's probably kedai to think about what one can and cannot make a siyum on. Specifically, a lot of times you have people who are traveling on Erev Pesach. I know this year my family is traveling on Erev Pesach, and although I'm not a Bechor, my oldest son is a Bechor, and he's going to have to fast unless he makes a siyum on something or connects to a siyum in one way or another, because we're not going to be in shul on Erev Pesach, just the way the flights worked out. So the question is, what can you not make a siyum on? Whether you can make a siyum in general to pot you from fasting is a whole other discussion. Maybe we'll do that a different time. In the Sefer Sukkos Chayim, he has a whole Sefer, it's two volumes on Pesach, one on Inyani Pesach V'Lela Seder, so he has a whole chapter on Eze Limud Tzarech L'Sayim. What kind of Limud do you need in order to make a siyum? So he quotes, all the Marma comes from recording is from this Sefer. He quotes from a Tshuvas Meshiv Shalom, Simon Reish Lamed Osei, that now that there are Perushim that are published together with the Mishnayos, that even when we learn Mishnayos, that's like learning the Masechta of Gemara, because when you learn the Mishnayos with the Kahati, or with the Bartanura, with the Taisyantif, what you're really learning is how the Gemara explains the Mishnayos. So maybe that would be worthy. But then he quotes that the Tozyantif in his Hakdama, in this same Sefer, Tshuvas Meshiv Shalom, quotes that the Tozyantif in his Hakdama writes that that nowadays it's like learning the Gemara with the Mishnah. Aval mikol makom le'inyan siyum maseches pukhazi mayam devar. You have to go look, see what the minig is. Ve'enos and siyum be'erv Pesach lebucharim rakal maseches Gemara v'lo Mishnayos. And our minig is we don't make a siyum on Masechta Mishnayos, only on a Masechta of Gemara. In the Tshuvas Pri Asadach El Beisim and Sadi Beis also says that you can't possibly be making a siyum on a Masechta of Mishnayos, because after all, the very concept of eating at a Su'udah Siyum on Erev Pesach is itself a Chiddush. It's already a Kula Gedola. It's a big Kula to allow people to eat just because of a Siyum. So to be Havadul Alosavala, to allow eating for a Siyum Mishnayos would be a little bit much. And that's how Rav Eliashiv Paskind as well. However, in the Tshuvas Binyan Shlomo, he holds that a siyum of a single Masechta Mishnayos is enough, and that's how the Marsham writes in Das Torah Sim Tavkuf Nun Aleph Si'if Yud also, that a siyum on a Masechta Mishnayos is enough, but it seems that the majority opinion is that a Masechta Mishnayos is most certainly not enough. There's also discussion, what about Maseches Tamid? So Maseches Tamid is an interesting Masechta, because it is partially Gemara and partially just Mishnayos. Some of the Prakim have Gemara on it, and some of the Prakim don't have Gemara on it, so it's just Mishnayos. So if you finish Maseches Tamid with whatever Gemara we have on Maseches Tamid, assuming you cannot make a Siyum on Masechta Mishnayos, can you make a Siyum on Maseches Tamid? So Rav Eliashiv holds that you can, because there is Gemara in it, so it's whatever you finished all the Gemara that there is on it. In the Tshuvas Arlat Zion, he writes, Maseches Tamid is no worse than a Masechta Ketzara like Tainus or Horios or any other small Masechta, just because there's some prakim that don't have Gemara and it doesn't make a difference. However, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is quoted as saying that Maseches Tamid does not pater a person from Tainus, because there's no Talmud Bavli on several of the prakim of Maseches Tamid. What about a Sefer Tanakh? That's the question we started with. So Rav Moshe Zechuvan, or Chaim Chelek Aleph Sim Kufnan Zayin, where he says, Shadin emes ta'af limud bi'iyun hasfarim shal Torah shebichsav nami yeshlach shvasim sudas mitzvah. That if a person learns a Sefer of Tanakh bi'iyun, that's also called the sudas mitzvah, because it's lav davka siyum on a mesechta. Any mitzvah, says Rav Moshe, shenimshecha meshech zman nami yesh simcha b'siyuma. As long as it takes time, as long as it's not just like a one-day thing or a couple-of-day thing, it's something that was, if a person is waking up now and saying, oh boy, I'm going to need to make a siyum, you know, on Erev Pesach, that Rav Moshe would have a problem with, you know, and just try to quickly daven something up. But something that you really dedicated yourself to and learned on a consistent basis, so that you would be able to make a siyum. So this guy learning a parak every single day for a long, long time to finish Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Mestam Rav Moshe would not have a problem. Rav Moshe's Raya is Rosh Bamba Basra Dav Kuf Chaval, which seems to be the source of the siyum. Kiyum, that the reason Rabbi and Rav Yosef hold that the there was a Yom Tov of Chamisha Asar Ba'av is because that's when they stopped being Koris Eitzim for the Ma'aracha, because that was the day they finished this mitzvah gedola of getting the wood for the Ma'aracha, getting the wood for the Mizbeach. So it was a big job, it took a lot of time, and that's the whole point. A big job takes a lot of time, even if it's a Sefer in Tanakh. If you do it well, Rav Moshe thinks that you can make a Siman. In the Gilyan Marsha in Yordea, Shinsad Yalv Ziv Beis, also says, any Suudi you make for a Gemara Mitzvah, it's Lav Davka finishing a Masechta per se. However, in the Tshuvas Priya Sadeh Chel Beisim and Sadi Beis, he says, no, only a Siyum Masechta counts as a Siyum, finishing other things does not count as a Siyum, and that is how Rav Yashiv holds. In Tshuvas Halef Al-Chashlom, Rav Shlomo Kluger has a Chilik. He says, if you're finishing a Sefer in Navi, so if you learned it Lefi Tumo, and then your mamish just finished an Erev Pesach, but you're really learning it seriously and it took you some time, so then you can make a Siyum even on a single Sefer, and you don't have to count how many Prakim it had, or whatever it is, you can make a Siyum on that Sefer. But if you're learning just for the sake of making a Siyum, then Rav Shlomo Kluger says it would have to be a Masechta Gedolah. Meaning it could be that a person can wake up 2 weeks before Pesach and say, okay, I'm going to make a Siyum on Erev Pesach and commit himself for a couple of weeks to finish something, but that's got to be a Masechta of Gemara. So he says, yes, you can make a Siyum on a Sefer in Navi. You can make a Siyum on smaller things, on a Sefer in Navi, or perhaps even on Mishnayis, but that's only if it was the Limud had a Hemshech, if it was a serious Limud that went over a serious amount of time. A Masechta of Gemara we'd be more makel with. A Masechta of Gemara, even if it didn't take a significant amount of time, we would allow for a Siyum. What if a person wrote his own Sefer? Can you make a Siyum on a Sefer that you yourself wrote? So in the Tshuvas Teferes Shmuel, quoted by Shar Mitzion Balach and Simchav Yud Gimel, he says there's no greater Simcha than Chidushei Torah. And Chidushei Torah, you wrote your own Chidushei Torah, you finished writing up your Chidushei Torah, a Sefer of Chidushei Torah, certainly you can make a Siyum. There's no greater cause for a Sudas Mitzvah. I just happened to have gotten, someone gave me a Chashukei Chemer Masechs Beitza, just came out in time for Daf Yomi Learning Beitza starting next week. So the Chashukei Chemer is Rav Zilberstein's tshuvas on topics somewhat related to the Daf, and in the Hakdama to the Chashukei Chemer Masechs Beitza, Rav Zilberstein writes that he always wondered why Rav Yashiv never wrote his Chidushim. And he asked Rav Yashiv, why do you never ever write your Chidushei Torah? Whatever Chidushim we have from Rav Yashiv is other people wrote. Even the tshuvas that they published was without Rav Yashiv's permission. They published those tshuvas, they gathered together little things that he wrote here and there, and they put them together, and they presented it to him later. And he's like, what's this? And like, oh, yeah, by the way, we published your tshuvas. So he never wrote anything, any Chidushei Torah. So Rav Zilberstein asked him, why not? And he says, Bittul Torah, I'd rather learn more than sit there writing. I'd rather learn another daf. And Rav Zilberstein said, it's so not understandable, that mentality, meaning the greatest simcha one gets is in writing Chidushei Torah. The level of commitment, you know, he was so lovesick with Limud HaTorah, with just learning daf achar daf, that he couldn't tear himself away for anything. There was nothing, even for writing Chidushei Torah, couldn't tear himself away from it. But typically speaking, we assume most Talmidei Chacham, the greatest simcha in the world, is writing Chidushei Torah. I mean, what about making a siman on a masechta if you didn't actually read the words? So this is a very interesting, this comes up all the time. People listen to a shir in Daf Yomi or something. So can you make a siman just from listening to a shir, listening to a recording? Does it make a difference if you see the words or you don't see the words? You're just hearing the words being read. So in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Mem Zayin Sif Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says that someone who's kosev b'divrei Torah, even though he's eino kore, still needs to say a birchas haTorah. Then in Sif Dalet he says someone who's maharer b'divrei Torah, if you just think divrei Torah, you don't have to say a birchas haTorah. So Bira Gras says that maharer is not, the fact that a maharer does not make a bracha seems to be a stira to the fact that a kosev does say a bracha. So says the Bira Gra, calls that Tzoruch Iyun, the Kan Mevarech Al Mitzvah, V'chilek a Mitzvah B'hirur, V'alo Ne'mar V'Gisabo. He disagrees with the Mechaber. He says, how come the Mechaber says, you don't make a Birch Satorah and hear her B'divrei Torah? Isn't that a fulfillment of V'Gisabo? V'Gisabo means to think about it in your heart. It doesn't mean that you actually have to say the words. So in the Tshuvas Megdonos Eliyo, they quote from the Gra, and he writes as follows, that in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, Sif Yud Beis, he writes, that a person should be careful to be motzi b'sfasa of whatever whatever he's learning, to actually articulate it with his mouth. Unless he's thinking, unless he's busy thinking to try to understand something. But when you're reading something, say it, not just to scan it with the eyes. And anything that a person learns be hearer, and he could have enunciated, he could have verbalized it, Eino yotze yidei chovas mitzvos v'limad temosam. Says Shulchan Aruch Rav, if it's Torah that you should have read and you chose not to read, then it's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah v'limad temosam. Lo yamish sefer haTorah zeh mipicha v'gisabo. So just like by all mitzvos that are tali b'dibur, you're not yotze with hearer alone, unless you actually have a shomea ka'ona type of situation, so we hear also. So Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that one is not yotze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah v'hearer, and he understands v'gisabo does not mean, like the Gra says, that it's just to think about it belay. V'gisabo means to actually, lo yamish sefer haTorah mipicha, to actually say it. But the Gra, on the other hand, understands v'gisabo to be completely believe, and that seems to be how Rashi says it as well. Now, the Tshuvas Rav Yaakov quotes from Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger, if you yotze chiyuv Talmud Torah by writing. Kiveger has a Tshuva about Sfiras Homer also, if you yotze ayide ksiva. So he says, hear her alone, you're definitely not yotze, because Talmud Torah we learn from Vishinantam levenechav limadtam osam, and that's not shaykh by hear her, that someone is going to be learning from you when you're only being maharher. So maybe there's a chilik between hear her and ksiva, because one can teach through ksiva, you can't teach through hear her. You can't spread Torah through hear her. So he writes in his Tshuvas McDonald's Eliyahu, "Fiyani yasdaiti yeshlomar shegam laagra in yotzmi de mitzvah sasei devishinantam limadtam behear her." Even the Gra would say, "You're not yotzei vishinantam limadtam with hear her," just like you're not yotzei any other mitzvah of dibur with hear her. But the Gra holds, but you're still doing another mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah v'igisa bo yom v'layla, and on that mitzvah alone, it's worthy of making a bracha. So it seems that the way we understand is that l'chora one is certainly being mekayim some sort of mitzvah b'machshava, and it would seem that if you're being mekayim a mitzvah b'machshava of divrei Torah, then one can make a siyum, and that's how Rav Eliyashiv Paskin as well is quoted in the Sefer Ohel Tamid, that you can make a siyum if you read a sefer a mesechta even b'machshava without actually verbalizing the words, because the siyum is on the simcha shel mitzvah. So there is a simcha shel mitzvah when you finish something. Not only that, he says, even if you just listen to the shir and you heard the mesechta and you understand it, so you can make a siyum. It's no different than someone who's mute, who can't say the words, where certainly he can make a siyum. Last shayla that we'll discuss related to this is siyum mesechta when you have a lot of people chip in, each learning a little bit. This happens all the time. You have like a chevr mishnayis. In my shul every year in Erev Pesach, we make a siyum of the chevr mishnayis. What's chevr mishnayis? 10 different guys. Each of them learns some of it, and all together they finish Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Altogether over the course of the year. But none of them individually are finishing Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. The Taka is one guy who probably does it by himself anyway, but theoretically, none of them individually are finishing Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Would that be enough for a seam? Does that count when you combine them all together? So the Stechemed writes that whenever you have a mitzvah that's being done by many people, b'shutfus, then everyone gets the schar as if they were involved. Someone who's tough, nitva la'ose mitzvah, is considered like Kamisha Asa, is considered like an osa mitzvah. Stechemet writes, like a chevra shas. There was always a minhag that in different communities they would have a chevra shas where everyone would learn a little bit, and together once a year they'd make a siyum on all the shas. In the Tshuvas Chavos Yair Simanayin, he counts that amongst the sudas mitzvah. He says a sudas siyum, and then he says v'chein sudas chabura shalom demiachad k'shagamru sefer. What does he mean by that? It's obviously if they're all learning the same thing together and they finish sefer, they can make a siyum. No, what he's probably adding is that even if they're not all learning the same thing, but they each chip in a little bit to the learning. The difficulty is that really siyum for anybody? Meaning, when it comes to like building the Beis HaMikdash, so everyone chips in a little bit and together you have a whole Beis HaMikdash, so understanding you're going to be Mesameach because the result is that you have the full Beis HaMikdash. But when you have each individual learning a little bit, the result is not that everybody knows everything. Everyone just knows the little bit that they learned. So is the simcha of a siyum that this amount of Torah was learned, or is it that the individual became a greater Talmud Chacham from learning this Torah? So if the individual became a greater Talmud Chacham from learning the Torah, if that's the mechayiv of the siyum, or that's what generates the siyum, so then chevr mishnayis should not work. But if it's about the amount of Torah that was learned here on earth, as you know, then we're celebrating that Torah that was learned, so when a group gets together and decides to have that amount of Torah learned, l'chora, that would be a fulfillment of a proper siyum.